With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The scholars are beginning to study 7 volumes of memoirs by H.L. Mencken, opened this year, 35 years after the great journalist's death. Mencken ordered those volumes sealed, apparently to spare his contemporaries embarrassment. Last year, the diary of H.L. Mencken was published to great controversy. Even the book's editor, Charles Fetcher, wasn't prepared for the reaction.
I figured it was going to be a controversial book because H.L. Mencken never wrote a book that wasn't. But I was totally unprepared for the firestorm that erupted.
H.L. Mencken's passing references to Jews can only be described as insulting, his comments about blacks patronizing, and his depictions of white Anglo-Saxons as vicious. The critics were quick to take the great journalist to task.
Most of this centered around the charges of anti-Semitism, racism, pro-Germanism during World War II, and the unkind things that he said about people who were supposed to be his friends.
Fetcher notes that in Mencken's day, restricted neighborhoods and facilities that tended to separate Jews from non-Jews were common.
This must be classified as anti-Semitism, but it was not the kind of insane thing that developed in Nazi Germany. This was the anti-Semitism that I think Mencken absorbed all unconsciously throughout his life.
Ironically, H.L. Mencken was a leader in the battle against ignorance and prejudice.
You would have thought that he, who rose above so many of the common prejudices and stereotypes of his day, would have risen above this one too. But he didn't.
Charles Fetcher, editor of The Diary of H.L. Mencken, now a vintage paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With great fanfare, 7 sealed volumes of memoirs by H.L. Mencken were opened this year. In 1956, Mencken ordered them sealed, promising that the memoirs would tell the truth, regardless of tender feelings. The editor of Mencken's posthumous published diary, Charles Fetcher, notes that Mencken was the most powerful and influential literary critic in the first half of the 20th century.
Mencken hammered away mercilessly at the so-called genteel tradition, which had characterized American literature in the latter part of the 19th and the early part of the 20th century. While he was attacking this, he was also encouraging and beating the drum for a whole new generation of writers, men like Theodore Dreiser, Sinclair Lewis, Sherwood Anderson, Scott Fitzgerald, and so on, who were bringing a completely new tone and treatment to American literature.
As a journalist, H.L. Mencken attacked nearly every politician of his day in articles and columns in the Baltimore Sun.
He said that a good politician is as unthinkable as an honest burglar. He dismissed all of them as frauds, quacks, and charlatans.
Charles Fetcher says it was the sheer force of Mencken's style that commanded attention.
Powerful and pungent, filled with the most incredible similes and metaphors, and a vocabulary that must be one of the largest in the English language.
Mencken's casual references to other races and religions in his diary prompted a furor last year, but Charles Fetcher is sure that Mencken's reputation will survive. The Diary of H.L. Mencken is now a vintage paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1925, religion and science clashed in the celebrated trial of a young high school teacher named Scopes, who defied Tennessee law and taught his students evolution. Covering the monkey trial was the famous Baltimore journalist, H.L. Mencken.
The stories that he wrote about it are classics of journalism, which, as I'm sure you know, is not a field that normally produces enduring classics.
That's Charles Fetcher, editor of The Diary of H.L. Mencken. In 1926, Mencken, who also edited the American Mercury, published a short story about a prostitute. A man named Chase, who headed the Watch and Ward Society, moved to have the magazine banned in Boston.
When Mencken heard of this, he went up to Boston, sold a copy of the magazine to Chase on Boston Common, and was arrested.
The judge threw out the case, but then the post office got into the act.
The issue was barred from the mails, which was a rather moot point since it had already been mailed out anyway.
But Mencken's tenacity helped to win the battle against government censorship. Charles Fetcher says Mencken's most enduring work may be his book, The American Language.
He traced with amazing scholarship the development of English from the time of the first colonists arrived here down to his own time.
In his day, H.L. Mencken was an outspoken opponent of prejudice and ignorance, so it's somewhat disconcerting to find some of his own bigotry in The Diary of H.L. Mencken, now in paperback. Meanwhile, the scholars are studying 7 volumes of Mencken memoirs, unread until now, sealed for the past 35 years. Don Swaim, News Radio 88, With Wookbeat, I'm Don Swain.
With Wookbeat, I'm Don Swain. H.L. Mencken began a diary in 1930 when he was 50 years old. The diary was given to Baltimore's Enoch Pratt Free Library with the stipulation that it not be opened until 25 years after Mencken's death.
He assumed that everybody mentioned in it would be dead by that time. As it turned out, he was wrong.
Charles Fetcher, editor of the Mencken Diary.
One of the library's maintenance men came in with a saw, as I recall, and sawed away at these boxes and pulled them open. And there, the materials were bound in handsome Morocco covers.
Fetcher says there is a question whether Mencken ever intended the diary to be published.
It was given to the library in five sealed wooden boxes, and each of those boxes contained a label saying, first of all, that it could not be opened until 25 years after his death, and then it was to be made accessible only to serious scholars engaged in research.
Three of Mencken's best-known books, his Days trilogy, are memoirs. Seven more volumes of memoirs were opened this year, sealed for 35 years after Mencken's death.
Four boxes called My Life as Author and Editor, and three boxes called 35 Years of Newspaper Work.
Those memoirs are now being studied by scholars.
They run to thousands of pages.
The Mencken Diary is fascinating, not only for Mencken's encounters with the literary great, but for its depiction of Mencken's everyday life and occasionally bigoted attitudes. Now a vintage paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. The champagne flowed at Baltimore's Enoch Pratt Library as the staff gathered to open seven volumes of memoirs written by H.L. Mencken and sealed on his orders for 35 years after his death. Some hints of what those memoirs contain were found in the diary of H.L. Mencken, published last year and now out in paperback. Editor Charles Fetcher says his role in shepherding the diary to publication was mainly that of selection.
Here and there he might have made a typing error or left a word out or something like that, and since it was obvious what the word was supposed to be, I inserted it in brackets. But, you know, I did no editing on his writing at all.
The diary exposes Mencken's darker side, his uneven attitude toward other races and religions. But Charles Fetcher says vulgar characterizations toward others were more common in Mencken's day.
Black people were niggers, Jews were kikes, Italians were wops and dagos, Polish people were Polacks. These are terms that have almost disappeared from our vocabulary. Thank heaven. But they were common enough in that day. Well, I agree with you, it is hard to imagine Mencken saying something like that, but...
But he did.
But he did, yes.
Mencken's mild bigotry makes up only a tiny part of the diary, and I suggested to Charles Fetcher that once the dust settles, Mencken's image as a foe of ignorance will survive.
I agree with you that his reputation is not going to be permanently damaged or tarnished.
The Diary of H.L. Mencken is a fascinating glimpse of America's most influential literary critic and most powerful journalist of the first half of the century. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim.